most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Charlie Chan. The investigation of the murder of Ellen Landini at Pine View has been complicated by the finding of Dr. Swan's body in an unoccupied house adjoining Pine View. Swan had been the chief suspect in the case, and now, after the finding of his body, the guests as well as the servants at Dudley Ward's home are terrified lest any one of them be the next victim. Charlie Chan's investigations reveal that almost anyone at Pine View had in their own minds reason enough to kill Landini. But definitely, suspicion points toward Ah Sing. Charlie Chan is seated in the study, awaiting the arrival of Dudley Ward, when Ireland and Cecile stop outside the door to Mr. Ward's room.
Come in. Oh, yes. Ireland. And Cecile, too.
Mr. Ward, can't you do something with Mr. Chan? Cecile is scared to death to stay here any longer.
But, Ireland, I have no influence whatsoever. For that matter, the sheriff is the one to speak to. He has the official authority to release Cecile if he wants to.
Oh, Monsieur Ward, I cannot stay here any longer. I cannot sleep. Every time a door closes, I am turned cold with fear.
I'm sure there's no need for you to be frightened, Cecile.
No need, Monsieur. After two murders, none knows who is to be the next. And Monsieur says no need for be scared.
You see, Mr. Ward... Well, go ahead and tell him, Cecile. Oh,
I do not like to say this, Monsieur Ward, but my room, it was searched. And the night before last, I cannot sleep. I hear footsteps. I think perhaps it is the sheriff, but as I get out of bed and look, I see someone going down back stairs. Very quietly, you understand.
Who was it?
I do not like to say, Monsieur.
This is no time for secrets, Cecile.
Well, it was Monsieur Ryder.
Oh, well, I really don't think that means anything, Cecile. I'll talk to Mr. Chan and see what I can do.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur.
And, Ireland.
Yes, Mr. Ward?
I think if I were you, I wouldn't say anything about seeing Mr. Ryder. Persuade your wife that it might prolong unnecessarily the investigation.
I'll persuade her, Mr. Ward. Good night.
Good night, Ireland.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Hello, Ireland. Mr. Ward in his room?
Yes.
Here I am, Sheriff. Anything I can do?
Well, Leslie, Miss Beaton and I were on our way to the study to talk with Mr. Chan, you know, sort of tying the loose ends together. Thought you might join us and perhaps help to fill in some of the missing links.
I doubt if I can be of any help, Don, but I'll be glad to come along. You feel, Don, that you've reached the place where you can start, as you say, tying the loose ends together?
I think so, Mr. Warren.
Here we are. So glad you could come just now, Mr. Ward. Sit down, please, Miss Beaton.
Yes, Inspector.
Over here? Thank you. Closed door, please, Sheriff.
Surely.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ward, we have reached a point in our journey which, much as we wish we could retrace our steps, we cannot. We must go forward.
You sound very serious, Mr. Chan.
Decidedly so, Mr. Ward. Chain of extraordinary circumstances placed Miss Beaton's scarf in murdered woman's hands. Miss Beaton was in room next to one in which murder took place. In the eyes of the police, arrest of Miss Beaton is logical move. We, however, are convinced that Miss Beaton did not kill Madame Landini.
Of course. I never believed that she did.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
Tonight, Mr. Ward, I lay little trap. I allowed certain person to overhear a conversation in which I explained that I was going to search for something outside house. Before I went outside, I asked Miss Beaton to keep her eyes open and report to me. Will you be so kind, Miss Beaton, as to explain to Mr. Ward what you saw?
I went to the back of the house and stood on the back stairs. Mr. Chan, Mr. Ireland, and Don, the sheriff, were placing a ladder against a tree when Ah Sing came down the back passage. He opened the back porch door, watched what was going on, muttering to himself in Chinese. And that was all.
Well, of course, Mr. Chan. Ah Sing resents very much the investigation. I wouldn't place very much on an incident like that.
Perhaps not, Mr. Ward, but there are other things.
Yes, Don?
He was the last person to see Madame Landini alive.
As far as you know.
We are sure of it.
A wrongful arrest is a very serious thing. I'm certain that Mr. Chan will agree with me in that.
Quite so, Mr. Ward. But failure to arrest person upon whom mantle of suspicion has fallen is equally serious. I have sent for Ah Sing. When he arrives, I wish to speak with him alone. I shall try to get him to tell the truth about certain things.
Well, I really don't see that I can be of any help to you. I advise you again, though, to be careful. Remember that if Ah Sing is arrested, I shall provide him with the best lawyers obtainable. Good night.
That's the first time I've ever seen Mr. Ward angry.
Well, I think it's perfectly natural just the same. Dudley Ward's like Dad. In their eyes, Ah Sing can do no wrong.
And I still don't believe Ah Sing guilty.
Well, has it been said that man who deserves real friends will keep these friends even in the face of most damaging testimony? There is much truth in what Mr. Ward said.
Yes, Inspector?
To place Ah Sing in jeopardy upon evidence we have to this time gathered is serious business. In hands of clever lawyer, what degree of success do you think we should achieve as witnesses against him?
Well, when you put it that way...
Then you do not intend to arrest Ah Sing right away?
Not unless forced to do so. But I particularly wish to see whether or not Mr. Ward had any additional material to offer when he realized imminence of arrest of his loyal and faithful servant, Ah Sing.
Come in.
Ah, come in, Ah Sing.
You like to speak to me, Mr. Chan?
Yes, Ah Sing.
Come on, Leslie, we'll take a walk.
Yes, Don. Good night, Mr. Chan.
Good night to both of you.
Good night.
Sit down, Ah Sing.
You like me? Sit down?
Yes, Ah Sing.
Oh.
I wish to talk with you.
Oh.
You and I, Honorable Sing, are of the same race.
Yes.
The same people. Why, then, should 1,000 hills rise between us when we talk?
Oh, they are hills you put there with your white devil ways.
I am so sorry. They are imaginary. Let us sweep them away. How many years did you have when you came to this alien land?
Oh, how many years? Oh, let me see. That becomes the... Oh, Ah Sing had 18 years. Now I got 78.
Then, Ah Sing, for 60 years you have carried another man's heaven upon your head, and your feet have trod upon another man's earth.
Yes.
Do you not long to return to your China, ancient one?
Better? Oh, someday, perhaps.
Yes. Perhaps. Someday. But when a man takes off his slippers tonight, how does he know that he will put them on again in the morning? Death comes, Ah Sing.
My bones return to lie with my father's.
Yes?
Yes.
That is indeed much. But to see again the village where you were born, to walk again the same path.
Yes.
To feel under your bare feet the same earth where, ancient one, your bones are to rest. To smell again the ginger. To listen to the chatter of little children. To hear once again the song of the Yellow River.
Oh, No can do. No can do. Too much work in this place.
Do not despair. Fate settles all things. And all things arrive at their appointed time. Yeah. If one were but to tell me the truth, he might, who knows, live again these 10,000 delights within the shadows of the Great Wall.
To tell the truth. What's the matter, you? You're crazy. I sing all the time, I speak the truth. You try make it fool, I sing. I sing go now. Too much work in this place. Too much work. May plenty of work do before me go to bed. Good night.
Good night. I sing.
For the first time, Inspector Chan comes close to the heart of old Ah Sing. One more step along the way might have meant so much. In a moment, after you have heard your sponsor's message, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Mr. Chan, what little good night thought from the Chinese have you for us this evening?
Naturally, Mr. Wilson, my conversation with Ah Sing is uppermost in my thoughts.
Yes, Inspector?
In the ancient books, it is written in this wise: though the dragon live 1,000 years, he returns to his den when the end is nigh. So it is with man. No matter where he roams, no matter in what delightful clime he lays head, when the time come for him to take his leave, his thoughts return to the land of his birth. It is well that it is so, for he who has no love for the land of his birth cannot be a loyal subject in the land of his adoption.